Hi, everyone, and welcome to Popular Musicology on CKMS 100.3 Sound FM Radio Waterloo. I'm your host, Mandy, and tonight our show is called At the Movies. I've got a great playlist for you tonight that includes over 15 different movie themes or popular songs for movies. So I hope I'm able to include them all in tonight's show. We only have an hour after all. Thanks to everyone for their wonderful suggestions. If I'm not playing your song tonight, not to worry, it'll probably show up on another playlist somewhere down the line. I mentioned this on last week's show, but I'm a huge movie buff. I watch a lot of movies, both at the theater and online. So, I mean, I don't have a particular preference anymore, but it all depends on what mood I'm in. I'm usually into horror movies, but not so much lately in the past few years because I've turned into a big scaredy cat. I have a very funny story to share with you later, so I'll tell you all about that. Sometimes when I'm in a contemplative mood, I like to watch movies that make me think a little deeper. And when I'm tired or I just feel like lounging, I love watching romantic comedies or rom-coms, as they call it, in dramatic movies. I tend to reserve good action movies for the theater because I like the surround sound and being around a lot of other excited people. And the next movie I'm going to go see is The Hunger Games, which I just finished reading. For those of you who are listening to the show for the first time, thanks for tuning in. You can listen to Popular Musicology one of three ways. The first is on your FM dial, of course, at 100.3 or online at soundfm.ca or my blog popularmusicology.blogspot.com or on the Rogers channel 946. With that, let's get started. The first song, see if you recognize any of these tunes. Actually, the first song I'm going to start with is David Fincher's The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Here's Trent Reznor and Karen O with Immigrant Song.
We'll be right back. fantasy, caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy. I need no sympathy. Because I'm easy come, easy go. Little high, little low. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter.
Mamma mia,
mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me, for me.
Let's do it. Girl, you'll be a woman soon. I love you so much, can't count all the ways I've died for you, girl, and all I can say is he's not your kind. You'll never get tired of putting it down, and I never know when I come around what I'm gonna find.
To Popular Musicology on CKMS 100.3 Sound FM, and tonight's theme is At the Movies. And what you just heard was Urge Overkill with Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon from the Tarantino movie Pulp Fiction. I think that's the only movie I actually like John Travolta in it, that and Face Off. Before that, we had The Knack with My Sharona, which is from the movie Reality Bites with Winona Ryder and Ethan Hawke. I don't even know what happened to what became of those two actors, but I remember their faces being plastered all over my Teen Bop and Tiger Beat magazines. We also heard some Queen with their hit Bohemian Rhapsody from Wayne's World. Who can forget that song? So thanks, Shane, for recommending that. So before I forget, I have to tell you this funny story that kept me from watching any more horror movies. My girlfriend Lori and I, back when we were in second year, decided we'd rent the movie The Others and have a movie night just us girls. We jumped a few times, especially in the scene when Nicole Kidman is trying to escape and she gets to the staircase and the others are waiting creepily at the bottom of the stairs. Do you remember that scene? We watched the entire movie in the living room and on a summer night, and we left the drapes and curtains open and everything. And after the movie, she just decided to come up to my room and we were chit-chatting, and somehow we got to telling each other scary stories to see who could outscare the other person. We told stories about Bloody Mary, small town murders, ghost sightings, and at one point I even mentioned that I think my townhouse is a little bit haunted. You name it, we talked about it. When we had just enough, I said to Lori, I think I left the screen door open downstairs in the living room. Can you go and close it on your way down to your room? She lived in the basement, so it was just convenient for me to tell her to go close it on her way down. She looks at me as if I'm crazy and says, what? I'm not going down there by myself. What if there are ghosts standing there at the bottom of the stairs like in the movie? I'm considering sleeping up here with you. So I try to laugh it off like she's silly, and then I realize that I, too, am so scared to go downstairs. So Lori comes up with this brilliant idea that we should both go down to the living room together, since it's in the middle point between her room and mine. And to keep ourselves from seeing the ghost, we should put a blanket over our heads to shield ourselves. The entire time, we are just in tears laughing, because here we are walking down the stairs. We're over 21, of course, acting like idiots, but we're so scared at the possibility of seeing ghosts as we, you know, go down the stairs. So I assure you, it was as silly as it sounds, but that's not all. As soon as we get to the bottom of the stairs, Lori turns on the living room light and bolts down to her room and leaves me there under the blanket by myself. At that point, I was no longer scared, just extremely embarrassed that the neighbors could have seen the two of us walking down the stairs underneath this so-called blanket of protection. Oh, the memories of living at Westcourt Place. So thanks, Lori. Well, there's nothing scary or silly about this next set. I created a montage of musical scores because you can't really leave out the memorable movies and their themes. There are a total of 7 songs. So see if you can figure them out. I've tested this on 3 different people and none of them got the movies. So here we go. Did you get all that? That was a musical montage that I created just last night, and there were 7 movies, so just in case you didn't get them, the first was Back to the Future, and then followed by Batman, Then there was Mission Impossible, 007, Kill Bill, Braveheart, and of course, The Godfather. That one's for you, Ned. I know you're listening. Just wanted to take this moment to get a few shout-outs out to a few friends who helped me create my list. So Neil, Tanya, Shane, Jerry, Kelly, Sean, Nadia, Ginny, Adam, Inye, Gabe, Christiana, and Leah, thanks for listening. For those who are just tuning in tonight, we're playing some great songs from some great movies. What's your favorite movie? My favorite movie doesn't have much of a soundtrack, and it always makes me cry when I watch it. So it is a chick flick, I have to warn you. It's probably because I can relate to it the most. It's based on a book by Amy Tan, and it's called The Joy Luck Club. So it's about the lives of four Chinese women and their relationships with their daughters. And it addresses so many issues that I had growing up, trying to understand my mother and myself. So I think it's just a beautiful movie if you want to check it out. That's the Joy Luck Club. All right, our next set is going to start off with a song from the movie 1 Week. It's about a man who discovers that he has cancer and decides to ride his motorcycle from Toronto to Vancouver. And of course, what's the movie about Canada without featuring some Sam Roberts? Here on Popular Musicology.
Try to find the love that is From a place that's far away. When I'm done, I feel like talking without you. You're thinking I'm unhappy. What is closer to the truth? That if I lived till I was 102, I just don't. I'll never get over you. longer moved to drink strong whiskey. I shook the hand of time, and I knew that if I lived till I could no longer climb my stairs, I just don't think I'll ever get over you. Face it dances and it haunts me. Laughter still ringing in my ears. I still find pieces of your presence here. Aren't you thinking that I don't get asked to dinner? 'Cause I'm young to say that I sometimes do. Even though I may soon feel the touch of just don't think I'll ever get over you. Yeah, if I lived till I was 102, I just don't.
You're listening to Popular Musicology on CKMS 100.3 Sound FM, and that was Tara McLean's version of Mad World, which was covered, which was a song covered by Gary Jules in the movie Donnie Darko. Before that, we had Peter Gabriel with In Your Eyes from the movie Say Anything. Who can forget that moment when John Cusack hooks up his stereo and that song just comes blaring out? That scene has been imitated in several movies, but it's never been the same. We also had Colin Hay with I Just Don't Think I'll Get Over You from the movie Garden State. That movie has an awesome soundtrack, by the way. So many good songs, including Frou Frou's Let Go and Carrie Brothers' Blue Eyes. And of course, we had the haunting song Falling Slowly from the movie Once. Once was a movie that I don't think a lot of people were able to see, and it wasn't widely released, but everyone who has seen it and loves the soundtrack. So check it out if you're interested. Well, it's that time of night again, folks, the time to say goodnight. Thanks for tuning in this week, and I hope you guys tune into Popular Musicology next week when our theme is going to be Little Bit Country. I've really grown to love country music in the past few years, so I can't say I'm very knowledgeable, but I'm going to try my best to show you what I do know, and I'm going to need some of your recommendations. So feel free to post anything on Facebook, tweet me at Pop Musicology, or on my blog, www.popularmusicology.blogspot.com. I just want to say, everybody, thank you for your support. We've reached some great numbers of downloads online. And I remember just a month ago, I was saying thanks for the 100th download, but we've reached almost 200 for each show. And most recently, the Me No Speak Americano show got over 400. So thank you so much for your support. Our last song for the night is from one of my favorite rom-coms. Here's Jan Arden with You Don't Know Me from the movie My Best Friend's Wedding. Night, night.
You give your hand to me, and then you say hello, and I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so, and anyone can tell. You think you know me well, but you don't know me. Kiss your lips, longs to hold you tight. Oh, I am just a friend, that's all I've ever been, 'cause you don't know me. Thank you.
crave, but even